Our next speaker is one of Britain's foremost political commentators and writers. He's well known to all of us for his campaigning journalism and his opposition to the war. Please welcome George Monbiot.
Thanks so much. Many of the people who are opposed to the occupation of Iraq by the US and British forces have called for those forces to be replaced by United Nations forces. I think this would be a very bad mistake. And I think it would be a very bad mistake for three reasons. The first is that it makes the UN the dustbin into which the US dumps its failed colonial adventures. If the UN shows that it's prepared to mop up after the United States, that enhances its incentive to take George Bush's perpetual war to one nation after another. The paradoxical effect could be that the hated UN becomes the escape valve for George Bush, the way in which he can get out of Iraq in order to win the next election. The second reason why it's a disastrous idea is that, tough as the current arrangement may be for the American soldiers and indeed for the Iraqi people, the best place for the US armed forces at the moment is pinned down in Iraq. Because while they're stuck there, they can't go on and invade anywhere else. The Pentagon has made it perfectly clear that it's not prepared to fight more than one war at a time. And the principal reason why it has approached Iran and North Korea not with bombs but with diplomacy is that it can't spare the troops and it can't spare the resources because it is stuck in Iraq. Again, if the UN gives Bush a way out, he will use that way out to go and attack another nation. But the third reason why it would be a disaster is that the United Nations at the moment has no more legitimacy than the United States as a force either in occupation or out of occupation. It is governed by five nations, the principal victors of the Second World War, and the idea that this wholly undemocratic body can oversee someone else's transition to democracy is laughable. The only country at the moment whose veto carries weight within the United Nations is the United States. A UN decision can only be made if George Bush wants it to be made, and George Bush will only want it to be made if it is in his interests. The only thing that a UN occupation would do would be to grant retrospective legitimacy to an illegal US occupation. It simply replaces occupation heavy with occupation light. George Bush can wrap himself up in blue wash. So what is the answer? Well, the answer is so blindingly obvious that it seems staggering we even need to ask the question. The answer is that the transition to democracy and the transition to power being placed in the hands of the Iraqi people starts right away. It starts with a constitutional convention established by and run by the Iraqis, not the occupying powers. It ensures that that constitutional convention determines what the Iraqis want, not what Blair wants, not what Bush wants. It determines that the major decisions are made not before democracy comes to Iraq, but once democracy has come to Iraq. And it ensures that the essential process of national negotiation and reconciliation within Iraq, which is essential if democracy has got any meaning there, can take place. Now, of course, Bush isn't going to permit either route to happen. He will allow himself to continue to be bogged down in Iraq because he can't bear to lose face in getting out. And the result is likely to be that Iraq will swallow George Bush and his imperial plans just as Afghanistan swallowed the Soviet Empire. And we, as the opponents, should cease trying to rescue George Bush from his own folly. Let him go down. that his own imperial ambitions swallow his imperial ambitions. Thank you.